Hello and welcome back to 40 days and 40 nights on the Camino with Jamie, the long distance coach. This is your host, this is the author, Jamie Wallace. So, day 30 from Scotland and day 25 on the Camino de Santiago. Today I'm walking from Ponferrada to Trabadello. It's a 33-kilometre journey. I leave at 7 in the morning and I arrive at 4:30 in the afternoon at the Alberg Casa Susi. That day I was woken up at 6 o'clock in the morning. Ended up getting up really early and leaving the Alberg around 7 o'clock. I stopped in the old town square. This is where I had dinner the night before. Stopped there for breakfast. There was a breakfast place on the corner towards the top of the square where I had some coffee and croissants, I remember. And then I continued on my way from there. So I managed to follow the signs for a while until they stopped. And then a man stopped me and asked me where I was going. And he says, you're away the wrong direction. So here's me, I'm way, way, way off track. So I get out my Camino Tool app and have a look at to see where I can connect. Either that or walk back all the way back or see if there was a way of connecting with the Camino. So I decided that what I would do is I would go along the Avenida Galicia, Galician Avenue, which is basically a road route that will take me straight up and let me connect eventually with the Camino de Santiago, bypassing the countryside walk, which is the walk I should have been on. But, you know, when you're doing these walks, sometimes you take a wrong path, a wrong turn, and there's sometimes a reason for it. So there was a bit of a longer route that I had to take. But, you know, I sort of decided to take it. It was either that or double back. I didn't fancy doing that. So I just walked along this straight Roman road. And then I reached a place called Campon Araya, where I had some coffee and I had some cake and orange juice. And I remember sitting in this nice comfy chair, just watching the world go by. This route took me up past a vineyard and I arrived in Cacabelos. This is the place where Fortune had texted me from a few days ago while I was in hospital. It was good to it's good to leave this town and arrive in Villafranca. I'm not too sure why I wrote that. There's an old castle in Carcabellos that dominates the village. The castle, however, was closed. I experienced a lot of flies walking between the motorway and the road by the river to Perreche and then onwards to Trabadello. So yes, and that's where I stopped for the day. Now, that's right. So this was although I'd taken a wrong turn in by the road, and where I'd connected with the path, there it was mostly kind of walking by the roads after that. There was a place on this road that I remember stopping by finding it by the roadside. There was like signs saying it was open, but I sat outside for about 5 minutes, no one came. So then I went and explored the building and I managed to find that there was like a makeshift bar and there was a young guy who was supposed to be managing this place. I think they're so laid back. I think they were maybe like the travelers who were just setting up a little enterprise for the walkers. Eventually, they served me. I got some beers and just chilled out for a little while before I continued on my way that day. But when I got into Trabadeo, this is in the countryside, just off of a main motorway type thing. I got to Casa Susi, Elberg Casa Susi, and it was this couple had taken over this building and had done it up because they were previous walkers of the Camino, and they just wanted to get be involved in this. So they bought this place and turned it into like a bed and breakfast hostel. So I checked in there and went to the wee supermarket, got myself a razor, that's right. Got some gel for my foot, some kind of soothing foot gel and some soap, and I had a nice shave. Looked after myself, and it was really nice. I had my meal at 7:30 that night with everyone, and it was during the meal that there was a funny story. So what had happened was, remember I mentioned that there was the Belgian and the Swiss guy had arrived? Well, they had just were checking in to this place, and then I turn up just behind them to check in as well. And the look on the guy's face, the Swiss guy's face, was like, oh no. And I just knew what that was about. See, the night before in the hostel in Ponferrada, I sensed there was a kind of a bad feeling between me and that guy. But he never said anything. He just kind of like kept it to himself and moved on, and they just continued their journey. But I knew what it was about. I knew that I'd obviously had a good night's sleep, and when I have a good night's sleep after a tiring day, I was probably shaking the room with my snoring. And yes, that's exactly what the reason was. And I could, even though he was speaking in Spanish, I knew what he was saying. You know that way, just sometimes you just know exactly. So he was just about to check in, and then when he saw me come in, he decided he could not sleep in the building with me. So he was asking if he could put his tent up outside and then just kind of sit up in the garden. Which he was given permission to do. And I just had a sense that that's what was happening. And it wasn't until dinner that night that I got my confirmation. We went round the table asking about who you are, what's your journey about, and all the rest of it. And we just burst out laughing because I just says to him, I said, are you sleeping outside because of me being inside? And he just burst out laughing. So it kind of broke the ice that moment. So I'm glad I kind of had, you know, like was kind of like upfront with it. So it broke the ice, and I think it helped with the rest of his journey, and certainly because I was over the snoring thing by that stage. I'd already encountered the devil and, you know, the first week of doing the Camino. So I wasn't going to let, you know, something that I've got no control over affect my journey. So we enjoyed a lovely meal, homemade meal by Susie. And we got on really well, and I was feeling fresh, having shaved and washed and all the rest of it. So that was me getting all set after that 33-kilometer walk that day. The next day would be a shorter walk, and the next day I was quite excited about, because I was going to be arriving in Galicia, and I'd always wanted to go to Galicia as much as I'd always wanted to be in the Basque Country. So tomorrow I was getting to, you know, tick off a box in my bucket list. So really looking forward to the next day and excited about it. Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Tune in again tomorrow for the next episode.